Well, you've been here for a couple of years, and you know that, you know, each year you guys have had a time during the season where you've been able to string a lot of wins together, have two in a row now. What does it take to just put the previous win behind you and just try to string these wins together here in the, you know, in the middle of the season?
Just being prepared and knowing what we got to do this week. The past 2 weeks don't matter, and, you know, just focus on what we got to do to go out in Seattle and play well. So I think that's what the team has done, turn the page, and, you know, we got things that we really need to do this week to, you know, go out there and try to get a win. So that's what we're trying to focus on this week and get things done just for this game. And then, you know, after that, things will fall into place and we'll see what we have to do after that. But for right now, it's just this game as our focus.
What do you make of their wide receivers? Obviously, Rice and Tate have had some production. What are the challenges? One of them, obviously, is a 6'4 guy. What are the challenges with these guys?
Definitely. That's one challenge, you know, with Sidney Rice is, he has good height and good size to go up and get the ball. And then, you know, Golden Tate doesn't have that size, but he does a great job, you know, of going up and getting the ball. And as you watch, you can see he's really made some plays down the field. And, you know, just like that play man in Green Bay, which, you know, was thrown up and he went up there and competed for the ball. So we'll just have to go out there and try to compete with them on plays down the field. And, you know, when they catch the ball on different plays, it's tackling to get them to the ground.
Devin, Russell has struggled in the last couple of weeks, 5 interceptions. Young guy, a rookie, so you know what it's like to be a rookie. Wasn't all that long ago. Do you guys try to get after him early and get him rattled? Is that part of the strategy?
We just try to go out there and play. You know, he does a great job, I think, of getting outside the pocket and making some plays. So I think we'll have to do some different things. You know, you don't want to just attack him, and, you know, he's able to get outside, break a tackle, and then, you know, once he sees a lot of open field, he has pretty good speed and good athleticism to make a play with his legs and then throwing the ball. So, you know, we'll just try to do some different things to attack him and give him different looks.
This is your first trip to Seattle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. You know it's a tough place to play. Where else would you say are tough places? Where are some of the hardest places you've played as far as crowd noise and just the overall tough atmosphere?
When we play in New York, that's pretty tough. This year, just playing in Baltimore was tough. So I think a lot of times for us, when we go on the road, we always know crowds are always amped up when we come into town. So I've heard Seattle's probably one of the toughest places to play in the NFL. So I think it should be something that excites us to go out there and play in a challenging environment and, you know, to go out there and try to produce.
The communication issue for the offense is a lot harder because they audible change plays. But it's not like you guys don't change your own plays and communicate. How does crowd noise affect you?
One good thing for us is on the road, usually the crowd is quiet when we're on defense because if they're too loud, it makes it tough for their offense to communicate. So for us, there's definitely some communication going on out there. So when there's a lot of noise, we try to be ready with different hand signals, different things like that. So it's just something that you got to adjust to once you get out there. But it's, you know, something we dealt with before.
One of your former teammates, Kevin Faulk, retired on Tuesday. Can you share a memory of him, just some of your time with him?
Well, for me, I was fortunate. My locker is right next to him, so we shared a lot of moments and talks that I think was very beneficial to my years before, and I think it'll be beneficial to my career in the NFL. So I was really fortunate to have my locker right by me and for him to be a part of my career in this league.
It's a long flight out there, a long flight back. Who's a good person to share some time with on a long flight? And who would you rather not be by?
I don't know. I'd rather sit by myself so I have more room, actually. But I don't know all the guys. But usually on those long flights, you try to sleep a little bit, watch a movie. It's not much talking going on. The guys are just resting.
You stay up late to watch the Titans? Big win last night?
I watched some of it. I try to always get a chance to watch my brother.
Stay up to the end?
No, I didn't get to see the end of it. I got to see his first half interception, though.
Good. Kevin, thanks.